Mike, if all goes well with your injuries, it looks like your secondary might have most of those guys, if not all of them, back. What does that give you in terms of options of where to play guys and which packages?
Well, I mean, the secondary, the whole, you know, health of our football team, particularly the players we're not sure of, you know, today obviously gives us more information with the stay day and then, you know, ultimately tomorrow. But, you know, the defensive secondary, it gives you the, you know, chance to go out and play the way you've been playing. You know, we put our corners on islands a lot. So, you know, it's definitely helps you there. But the biggest effect is special teams because, you know, anytime you're dealing with these injuries that you're not sure if a player is going to be ready on Sunday, the biggest effect is on special teams because how you have to cross-train a number of your players on the different units.
How would you assess the progress of Sam to this point? I know it's obviously been limited, but
Sam's no good. You know, it's going through, you know, the different techniques and so forth. And I think any time you're dealing with joint injuries, there's always an adjustment.
How vital would that be to get him back out there?
Sam Shields? I mean, he's one of our top players on defense. You know, I mean, it's always great to have Sam out there lined up.
Schematically, do they look a lot different on defense without their tackles and Levy?
I'm sorry, that was the last part?
Schematically, do they look a lot different just because of the personnel changes compared to what you've seen in years past, Detroit's defense?
You mean, well, they haven't had a whole lot of personnel changes. I mean, there's a lot of players there from last year, and you know, just really the defensive tackle is the only major change. But there's definitely similarities from last year to this year. I mean, they're very, very talented. It's a very sound defense. Very, you know, this is going to be a tough, challenging football game. It always is. And their defense is a good challenge.
Sorry. Could you talk a little bit about Demaryius Randall and his rise? He's making big plays. And what you foresee for him?
Well, I mean, Demaryius Randall, very talented young man, and has made big plays. And I think, like any young player, you just look for that consistency week in and week out. You know, I was hit a lot more opportunities last week, and very pleased with the progress that he's making.
You've obviously been with Dom for a long time now. What's his best attribute you think that he brings to the job?
Discipline in his approach. What you appreciate about Dom is he's the same person each and every day. He's an early riser. Very disciplined in everything he does. So he gives very steady leadership from the defensive coordinator position, you know, with his assistants and ultimately with the defensive players.
How difficult is that to do, just the human element, to stay the course and to always be consistent, considering there's so many things in this game that are out of your control and so many things that could sway you?
I think it says a lot about the man. He believes. I mean, he believes in the system. He believes in the players. He believes in the program. So, you know, we're very fortunate to have him here, and he's been an excellent not only defensive coordinator, but he's been very good for me from a head coaching perspective to bounce things off of, because obviously with his experience being a head coach in the National Football League.
Mike, you're able to get Casey Hayward back out there. Is he good now for game action too?
I hope so. You know, today will be a good day, and he did some things yesterday. So I feel like he's progressing nicely.
Hey, Mike, this is obviously a big weekend for Ron Wolf. I know he's never your general manager as a head coach, but he's been around here a lot. Have you taken anything from him, learned anything from him? If so, what, over the years?
You know, I look at my experience, you know, with Ron Wolf, you know, 99, just you could see – you know, the program that the Packer way, what he established in the 90s here in Green Bay. And it was a great comparison for me, being as a young coach, to come from one organization, the Kansas City Chiefs, you know, a successful organization, and have something to compare it to. So I was always thankful for that opportunity. But, you know, getting to know Ron more on a personal level, you know, really away from football, you know, I've been on some trips with him, and just you know, to hear his perspective and to be in the room with Ron and Tony La Russa and Tom Crean and a number Jack Harbaugh and some of these trips that we've done, and just to hear a philosophical conversation and just get a better understanding of what he's all about, his love for baseball and his other interests, obviously. So this is obviously a special weekend for him, and you know we're all very proud of what he's not accomplished, but he's being recognized for what he's accomplished here as a Green Bay Packer.
You mentioned in some colorful language, I think the Red Ass you used the other, on Monday, about just after the guys performed. Have you noticed they renewed focus or anything along those lines this week?
Just a sense of urgency. Trust me, everybody understands the importance in the performance each and every week. So we poured our energy and our urgency into beating the Detroit Lions, and that's all we're focused on. I felt very good walking off the field yesterday with the padded work. I thought the energy was definitely up where it needed to be, and the film reflected that. So, we're working through the week. It's been a good week so far.